Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parashat Toldot, Week 6, Aliyah 3. And the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. Genesis 26, verse 13. How to get, endure, and keep so much wealth? The Torah says that our father Abraham was very rich in livestock, gold, silver, male and female servants. Genesis 13:2 and 24:35. His riches were one of the results of the divine blessing. Scarcity is a result of the curse. The eternal's blessings freeze from poverty. Now, Abraham was very rich, and at the end he gave all his riches to Yitzhak. Chapter 25, verse 5. Yitzhak was blessed after his father's death, and he kept getting richer and richer until he got so powerful that the Philistines envied him and expelled him from their land. Then, how wealthy was Yitzhak? How is it possible that the Lord trusted him with so many riches if the love of money is a root of all evils? 1 Timothy 6:10. It is obvious that Yitzhak had such a character that he could be a good administrator of material riches in such a way that the Eternal had no problem with enriching him so. Yitzhak could endure a rich man's life because he was trustworthy. One of the conditions that he fulfilled to be able to endure such wealth is that he didn't love money. He loved the Eternal more than anything. That one who loves money cannot be a good manager. Another condition he fulfilled is that he didn't put his trust in his wealth, but in the one who gave him all the wealth. That one who trusts his possessions cannot be a bad manager, but a good manager and a manager of many riches. Another condition that helped Yitzhak endure such wealth is the way he treated his fellow men. In this text, we see that the Philistines were envious of his many riches, and instead of defending himself or fighting them and use all his powers to crush them, he walked away in a humble manner. Even though he had dug the wells, the Philistines said that the waters were theirs. Yitzhak could have used his power to face them and take the water by force from the wells he had dug. He could have even faced them in war and expelled them from the land, but he didn't. Instead, he moved to a different place to solve the problem. How noble was our father Yitzhak's character! Water is essential for the existence of life on earth. The well represents prayer in our spiritual lives. In order to be rich with the Eternal, we must know how to bring water from the well. If there is no water, we die, and if there is no well, we have to dig and dig until we find water. We see again the importance of being strong in prayer to reach water in the spiritual depths. If you can't find spiritual water, you die, and if you cannot maintain the wells that give you water, you die. Don't give up until you find water. Be strong and courageous. Take time. Search. Move from one spot to another until you find those waters that will quench your spiritual thirst. This is the only way of prospering spiritually. The Philistines represent all those enemies that want to impede our prayer life. If the enemies have blocked a well in your life, dig there again. Don't allow your wells to be blocked. Keep your intimate relationship with the Lord alive always. In this way, you will get, endure, and keep wealth, both spiritual and material. May the Eternal help us have clean water abundantly and always in order for our lives to be powerful for His glory. Shalom.